This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with, once again, Dr. Clarissa Hughes, the CEO and founder of The Little Breathing Space and an accredited mindfulness coach. She is the author of The Mindful Menopause, The Secret to Balance, Vitality, and Clarity Through Change. Dr. Hughes, a pleasure to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Well, it's a real pleasure to be here, Eric. I'm looking forward to talking to you and your listeners.
Most definitely, and really appreciate your time as well. So tell us, for starters, what is the main message in your book, The Mindful Menopause?
The main message there is that we can use mindfulness to support us through the menopause so that we can approach it more calmly, more clearly in our minds, and with more compassion towards ourselves for the changes that we're going through, some of which for a great number of women are quite difficult.
And Dr. Hughes, why is mindfulness a particularly helpful approach for women going through the menopause phase?
Well, I think what mindfulness does is, first of all, it allows us to have awareness of what's happening to us. Many women, when they first go to menopause, are not really aware of what's happening. You know, they're having all these changes, they're putting them down to stress. But using mindfulness, we can become more aware. We can manage to not let some of the more unpleasant symptoms and thought patterns take hold and create even more stress or problems or anxiety. And instead, we can sort of take a moment, stop. Mindfulness could also help women to understand what are the triggers to some of the menopause symptoms they may have. You know, are there particular situations that make you feel like you're more likely to have a hot flash or you're more likely to feel anxious? Can we, you know, it can teach you to manage that more effectively. And then the really big part is really that mindfulness leads to acceptance. Acceptance that we are changing, that maybe, you know, as women, we're not going to be, you know, like we once were when we were 20 and you know, in the way we physically look. And women place a lot of emphasis on their physical appearance. So bringing acceptance allows us also to bring compassion. And when we're compassionate towards ourselves, we sometimes can take actions that would be beneficial to our well-being. It may be that we need to seek help from a medical expert. It may be that we need to relook at our diet and exercise so that they support us as we go through what is a very big emotional and physiological change.
Also, tell us, what if someone has no interest in meditation? Can they still be mindful through menopause?
Absolutely. I think one of the things is that meditation is a great tool, but it's not the only way to be mindful. We can be mindful throughout our daily lives. We can take little moments of stopping and checking in with ourselves. You can use things like, if you like to sit down and have a cup of coffee or tea, make that a short mindful moment where you just focus maybe on the drink and what it feels like. You could take a walk in nature. Even some activities like swimming can be quite mindful because you're present and you're just feeling the sensations of what's going on around you, and you're not allowing your thoughts, which is what we have most of the time, that are about the past or the future, to be the sort of central focus of what's going on.
Today, we're speaking with Dr. Clarissa Hughes, the CEO and founder of The Little Breathing Space and the author of The Mindful Menopause, The Secret to Balance, Vitality, and Clarity Through the Change, here on eHealth Radio's female and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dr. Hughes, continuing on, what has been the greatest gift of mindfulness practice in your own life?
For me, the greatest practice has actually been to actually love myself a lot more, to recognize that, you know, I can speak to myself in a much kinder way, to reduce the inner critic that had a good hold of my life and allowed my mind to run off into what-if scenarios that weren't true. And through mindfulness, I've been able to reverse that. And so it has allowed me to be a much happier, calmer person who lives much closer to her own value, to my own values, rather than being spun around and saying yes when you'd like to say no, or no when you'd like to say yes.
And really appreciate your sharing that from a personal standpoint. Now, if you had to recommend a daily mindfulness habit that contributes to well-being, what would that be?
I think it's the most thing you can do for yourself is to take a breath, learning to breathe and standing up and maybe taking a long, slow set of breaths, which is probably the best thing you could ever do. Even if you only stop up for like an hour, once every hour, and take a few deep breaths and check in with how you're feeling, that would be a huge step forward for many people today, because people are not breathing as well, and breath is important. It allows your mind to calm down, it calms your nervous system, and it's good for the whole of your body. So short point of mindful breathing scattered throughout the day would be my recommendation.
And speaking of recommendations, is there anything in conclusion you'd like to share, a closing thought, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to add along the lines of our conversation today?
In my conclusion today, I think I'd just like to say that, you know, mindfulness can really support women through the menopause. It's worth checking out whether you can get support from a local group or a teacher, and bring some simple daily mindful habits can help you transition through the menopause with greater grace and dignity, and look forward to this next big chapter in your life, which is going to be at least another third of our lives. And I think we should go into that with the mindset of wanting to live it well.
Well, Dr. Hughes, really good to have had you back. Thanks for your time and joining us here once again. Where can listeners get further details on your company, Little Breathing Space, and also your book, The Mindful Menopause?
Yes. So I've got a website called The Little Breathing Space. .com, and also the book is available on Amazon, both as a Kindle and as a paperback. So you can find that under the Mindful Menopause. I think it's under the Women's Health section.
And that certainly works. Again, Dr. Hughes, all the best. Have a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2019. And thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Eric, for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Clarissa Hughes, the CEO and founder of The Little Breathing Space and the author of The Mindful Menopause, The Secret to Balance, Vitality, and Clarity Through the Change. And once again, for all the details, visit thelittlebreathingspace.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.